views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is December the 4th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. It is a Tuesday. I'm sorry, yesterday I was traveling. My travel plans got all kind of messed up and wasn't able to do a show yesterday. Thought I would be back, but things had changed, and so I wasn't able to do a show yesterday. So we have a live show for you today on Tuesday the 4th. We have Pastor Keith is here in the studio as well. So we're looking forward. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number so that we can hear from you. Got a lot going on. A lot happened during the week that we took off last week. And it was last week, our last show on Monday. Last Monday, I spoke about a friend of mine that made the great transformation, Taylor. She's actually been on the show as a guest a couple of times. She had made the great transformation. Then no less than 48 hours, my uncle had made the great transformation, had went on and continued into eternity. And, you know, this year has been a year in which there have been a lot of influential people in my life that have made the great transformation. And my uncle was probably one of, with my brother, was of the male, of all of the male pillars of my foundation, my Uncle Paul was one of those pillars. And I appreciate so much what Uncle Paul, my uncle, the time I was able to share with him and what I was able to learn from him and just to get from him. And I just want to thank, got to speak to my Uncle Paul, who was terminally ill. And as only my uncle would do, he knew that he only had days and hours left in his physical life. Then once his son was able to make it to his side, it was okay for him to let go. And that was my uncle waiting until my cousin, his son, was in his presence to have their moment. And then he finally just went ahead to go on to eternity and make the great transformation. And it was so like my uncle to do it that way, because my uncle is a very, very strong, strong individual. And I knew that once my cousin, his son, was able to see him and have that final physical interaction that he would go ahead and let it go. And he did. And so I just want to say to my family, it's been a trying time, but this is the normal process of life that is the most beautiful thing. My brother, my cousin, my uncle, my friends that passed this year, they're not dead, because their body was never living until their spirit, their living spirit, was in that body. Their body is in the same form that it was always in. It was just a host that maintains life. And once that overall spirit of life moves on, that body itself is not life at all. And life never ends. It just transfers and continues. So look forward to continuing my relationship with my family and those that are in the physical form and those that have moved to the greater form of eternity that I don't know what's on the other side and how it's all structured and everything else. But I do know this, that it's fine, because everything here was really kind of fine, even though we had go through different things. It'll be fine and it'll be perfect. So just want to say thank you so much, Uncle Paul, and I greatly appreciate everything that you've done and doing for me. So just wanted to say that. So we're going to go ahead and get going with today's show. And today's show, for the 4th of December 2018, is that we will want a new direction. And today's show is that we will want a new direction. So we're going to jump into that. But before we do that, we need to take care of some administrative things. Please, everyone, continue to support and support Black Talk Radio Network. Give a financial donation so that this network can meet its obligations to stay on air. And you can do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, hitting the donation prompt, and then sowing that seed of appreciation to ensure that this network will be here in the future. You can also support the network by being a member inside of this social media platform known as BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media platform that was created by Black Talk Radio Network so that you can engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected. You can do that by going and joining at www.btrcommunity.com. Become a member for only $24 a year, a yearly membership. And then you can engage in all of your social media activities. You can post things about yourself, about your business, within reason. And that is a more holistic way of doing things. Also, you can be assured that your overall identity will never be sold to any bid. So that's very, very important. So come on over to BTR Community. The only place where I post information, especially what's going on in this, woo, man, Keith, things are really, really unfolding in some ways. And there's some things that I can't say and I won't say on air, only because it's a matter of protecting something greater than myself. I can't talk about some things on air. I've actually, last week I had a pretty intense week. And there's some things that's really, really happening, Keith, which, you know, I've talked about and shared with you. But I definitely would love to, I really would like to get a seminar in with the Black Talk Radio listeners. And have Prosperity Mint sponsor it, and some of the benefits will go to Black Talk Radio Network and to the overall obligations of putting that together. But Keith, as you know, we do seminars from time to time, and those seminars, what we talk about there is really impactful and useful. I really would, Keith, like to do a seminar before things get into a position where it's not the best thing to do at that particular time, you know, because being asymmetrical is very, very important. Being asymmetrical, being wise, you know, is a better tactic, you know, and I think that we should have to do that. And I want to, you know, get as much information to people as I possibly can, because of the things that's coming in, and we'll put something together. And just have to, you and I have to figure that out, Keith, because we have listeners from all over the world, some, you know, from, because of Black Talk Radio Network. And so we'll just make an opportunity, and if it's something that the people want to engage in, they'll have to they'll engage in that. But I think it's relevant and necessary that we do it, because as you know, Keith, we give information to people and they greatly appreciate it. And sometimes that information is still available, but I want it available for everyone.
And also the information, and just having information. And what I mean by that is we walk around in the States so oftentimes in which we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
So how do you even seek information that you don't know you don't have? And
Yeah, Keith, that's so true. And so we want to do something with that. So, all right, so we're going to get into a couple more things. Also, if you would like to secure, listen to me clearly, if you would like to exchange your currency for money, and I've always said, Keith, there's going to be a time and place where you won't be able to do that anymore, or in the silver and gold, in the precious metals realm, which is one of the most perfect forms of money outside of you and I and everything else, because we are a form of money, and because money has intrinsic value, and money is extremely important. People just have the wrong misunderstanding of what money is. Money is not cash. Money is what sustains life. It's intrinsic value. Very, very important. So the opportunity to actually for you to transfer your cash into money, into a form of savings, that window is going to close globally. And that window is going to close quickly. And so there are things that are happening now to put that into place. And the reason why is that there's a finite amount, there's only so much, and there is going to be the demand for it is going to be great. And so you need to get in front of it now. I don't know. Let me check real quick. Let me just give y'all a clue of that. I don't know if Roz, Roz, if you could, if you are able to, if you're not, that's cool. If you would, unmute yourself, if you could. And I want to, that's okay if you can't, Roz. I just thought about it. But there was, I'll just tell everyone this. I was talking to Roz, and so he has a different name at work, so they know him as something else at work, so don't mind saying, but you all know who Roz is. But I was talking to Roz a while ago, Keith, and Roz was, and I said, and hey, you know, I noticed that this one round is pretty, you know, valuable. You know, something probably you want to get. Well, that particular round, and I didn't mean to call Roz out on that, but I don't think that Roz cared about that at all. I think when Roz acquired it, it was around $35. Today, that one round can be sold for $120. And he recognized right away. And I'll never forget my man said, "Man, glad I got mine." And I said, "Roz, I'm glad you did too." So I didn't mean to call, I shouldn't have called Roz out like that. Yeah, my mistake, but that's my brother. I hope there was no offense in that, but, I just didn't mean to do that, but there are things that you can do to really, really protect yourself and protect your wealth. And you want to save in the right vehicle. So definitely call Prosperity Mint you go to www.prosperitymint, but before you purchase there, email them. And please follow my instructions. Email them and then respond to the email that you send to them. You'll get a response from them, because they need to explain to you the buying process so that you know exactly what you're getting into before, you know, you should be have some understanding of why you're doing what you're doing. And there's some very important things that you need to know. They won't use that for marketing, for sales calls, or sell that to anybody else to call you and everything else. Like, everybody gets all these sale calls from healthcare and all this other stuff. That won't be done, okay? So I assure you of that. And once you speak to them, you'll know that why I say that. It's very, very important. So guarantee that. So just wanted to say that. That needs to be done. All right, so we're going to, Keith, we got to come up with something for a seminar for just those that listen to Tando Radio Show. Very important that we do. And we'll figure it out. We'll get Prosperity Mint to sponsor it, and some of the beneficiaries will be Black Talk Radio Network and actually putting on the event, whatever the fiduciary obligations will be met through there to do it. It's something that I think is very, 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 very important to do, and we will do that. So, okay. So we're going to jump into today's show. So let's get into what's in the news. Man, it's been so much. I couldn't even catch up with things unfolding, but we're going to try to catch up. Okay, so the first article that I got, Keith, and this one came from the South China Morning Post. University denies Chinese Frankenstein detained over experiment. We posted it here that there was a Chinese scientist that actually had genetically modified a child.
Right.
Well, that individual went missing.
Yep, that quick?
Yes, that quick. So university denies Chinese, they call him the Chinese Frankenstein, detained over experiment. So check out that. I was going to play some stuff that he said, and I probably will do it tomorrow, only because of something else more important came up that we need to listen to. So we'll definitely take a look at that. Next article from South China Morning Post, I got this one. Four other Chinese genetically edited cases, from micro pigs to super dogs. Yes, I've known about him and his works for a while now, and it's been actually public for a while, and this is really happening. And they say micro pigs, and there's a reason why they pick pigs.
Because they're close to the human.
Yes, anatomy. Yes. In the ancient, from some of the things that I've read and some of the things that I've learned, and it doesn't just because you read something and learn something doesn't always make it true. But I will say this, that there was, in some doctors, I'm not a doctor, but I'll let some doctors that are truthful tell you. There are some doctors that are truthful, that'll tell you. And the pig is a genetic mutation of human beings. And that actually technology, they say that technology was actually first used, you know, what we consider in the ancient times. This is why you hear someone commonly referred to as a pig face. This is why when you look at a pig's eyes, you can't really distinguish a pig's eyes from a human eye. You know, when you really just look at the eye, if you just look at the eye itself, there you can't really distinguish the two. And also, whenever someone has an extensive degree of burns, second or third degree burns, and they need skin grafting, what do they use? Pig skin. When it talks about why, because the body won't. You want to have something that the body is not going to reject. You know, because then the body will start to attack itself and kill itself. And then you want something that is going to be much easier to fight off infection. So the pig is, you know, they use pig skin because there's a reason why they do the things that they do. They just don't tell you all of the reasons that they are. They do tell you, just have to understand the language in which they're speaking. And so pig skin, and this is like with major organs, from the heart to different organs, what do they use? They use the anatomy of or the organs of a pig to supplement or to augment or to replace a human body part. And that kind of validates and substantiates that story that pigs were a mutation of human beings that they used a long, long time in the ancient time. So some doctors that are will tell you that that's actually from one of the I got that actually from a doctor, and it was a doctor out of Southern California, out of San Diego, named Bill Deagle, that talked about that. And so, and that was the first time that I had ever heard of it, but it made all of the sense in the world to me. And so, and it's no coincidence that he's that this scientist out of China is using pig. So has a whole lot that goes along there. So, but we're going to continue because we have just too much to talk about in today's show, Keith. So I don't want to spend too much time there. Next article, got from Russia Insider. U.S. envoy, U.S. and Russian forces have clashed a dozen times in Syria. And those clashes are going to expand and get bigger, and they're not just going to be there in Syria. So check out that article. Next article, this one is from Bloomberg. Macron looks to cut tax to placate yellow vest protesters. So the celebrity figurehead prime minister of France has given in to the overall yellow vest protest in France. And I want to just say this. And I'm probably have to, we have to be careful of how things work. This was, in my opinion, once again, another psyops, because they gave the protesters, what they did was the Macron said that they will look at suspending the overall tax hike on fuel there in France for 6 months. But here's the deadly thing about that. They're giving people the perception that that type of protesting gets them the means to a formidable success, and it doesn't. It absolutely doesn't. And here's why. Because the system, I got to read to everyone something from the Rothschilds. I forgot to put it up. I put it up for tomorrow. Remind me the system. Meant to put up. And I always say the system. And the system actually has schooled through mainstream media how they want people to respond to what they don't like happening to them. And one of the things that they do is they use that type of, they use protesting in a certain form and fashion, because they know that by doing that, and what they're willing to do is that they're willing to concede the position that people think that they've actually won something and they haven't gained anything at all. Here's what I mean by that. The protesters, and I understand the protesters, and I'm not faulting them. Is bothering you, Keith? And I'm not faulting the protesters, but what I'm saying is that I always will be the, you know, bring a different view. Bring a different opinion, because I think it's important for us to be thinkers and not workers. We have to be thinkers. The protesting, we have to be, I think it's important for us as people, if we want meaningful change, we can't do what we've been doing before in the past, because it doesn't work. We're actually positioning ourselves to get the exact same thing over and over again, and nothing ever changes. See, the protest is that The system is set up for protesters. One, they tell you how to do it. This is why they put it on TV. They show you how to do it, and they show you some things that they show you as saying that you got meaningful momentum here, that you gained something here, when you actually didn't at all. In France, they're going to delay it for 6 months, the overall tax hike on fuel. Some people are calling it the France Spring. Remember the Arab Spring out of Tunisia? But in actuality, what is harming the people, they've gotten no relief from at all. Protesting didn't bring them any form of relief. What it did, it actually deepened their overall submission to the system even more. Here's why. They'll let you protest and think that you've gained something. But in actuality, you already lost everything. Because guess what? Taxation is the real problem. Here's why I say that. Taxation is the real problem. How are you going to tax for something that you didn't create? Man didn't create oil. Oil is a form of money. It has intrinsic value. It can do certain things. It's really the lifeblood of the planet. It's just like your blood. But in a way that I would like to project it is that if someone is able to take your blood out of your body and energize that blood, what does that mean? That they've created an energy source. They manipulated the overall substance of blood to provide for energy, correct? Guess what? They can do that. And they do it all the time. How about blood transfusion? You see what I'm saying, Keith? When someone is in a failing energy state, what do they do to them? They give them a blood transfusion. Because without the blood, the overall energy will not stay in the body. So this taxation and this protesting that's happened in France, they gave the people, and it's a very dangerous thing, because what they're doing is that they're training everyone around the world as to what the system wants you to do and where they want you to be. And when you're there, to do what they want you to do when you get there, throw rocks and bottles, throw Molotov cocktails, right? If you really want to change, if you really want to solve a problem, you can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. Because then the end result will be the same. It'll just look different. This time it won't harm you, it may benefit you, but it's still going to harm somebody else. And so the protesting is very dangerous because they're setting everybody up, because they're going to put this planet in a position of complete violent turmoil. And how they're going to do that is that they're going to create the crisis that's going to turn into a conflict. And it's going to be so bad that the people will be begging the very same individuals and every same system that created it to bring relief. And it's not going to happen. I want to read something to you really quickly. I meant to post it. I'm going to go ahead and read this one real quick. It's something that the Rothschilds had wrote back in the 1800s to their associates in New York. And it's significant because of who they actually, and some of the things that they were significant in. And I want to read something to you. I want to read you this quote, and I'm going to put the quote inside of BTR Community for tomorrow, but I really need to read this quote so that you can see what I mean. And it's called The System, and I started calling it The System a while ago, and this is termed as The System because I think that's the appropriate terminology for what we're really faced with. What are true adverse conditions are created under? The System. It says The System. The few who understand, this is from the Rothschild Brothers of London, writing to associates in New York in 1863, over 200 years ago. Well, not 200 years ago.
Right about the time of emancipation.
Yeah, exactly. Right around the time of emancipation. Here it is. The few who understand the system, and I want to stop right there. That's so important. In understanding something, one of the things that I've learned, and it doesn't always work, and I'm not saying this is, well, when I started to learn certain things, what I first did was remove my emotions from things. It gave me a better perspective and a depth of a perspective that I would have otherwise not been able to be introduced to from my emotions. And I learned that as being a police officer. It was cemented there. Because when you investigate something, your overall determination should be to lead to where the evidence goes, because the evidence is the appearance that substantiates and validates the appearance of truth. So it starts off And I think for us to understand the system, the first thing we always have to do is remove our emotions. Then we can see how deep this really can go and where it really lies. Because we take ourselves out of it and we look at it from a different perspective, from a measure of we want the truth. Because we really need the truth. The truth don't need us. So it goes on, Keith. Here's the quote. The few who understand the system, take your emotions away, you'll have a better perspective of the system. The system will either be so interested in, excuse me, there are few who understand the system. The few who understand the system will either be so interested in its profits or be so dependent upon its favors that there will be no opposition from that class. One more time. The few who understand the system will either be so interested in its profits or be so dependent upon its favors that there will be no opposition from that class. Who were the Rothschilds talking about? They were talking about the bankers and everyone that was upholding their system. They understand it. They know the depths of it, but they're so intertwined into it from getting profit from it.
They can't break away.
And their favors, and what is their favors? It's really not their favors. It's their blackmail measures. See, they tricked the word with favors. What really, it was blackmail and comfortability and convenience. Right? That's really what that word favor is representing there. Okay? Because this is double talk. That they will be no opposition, that there will be no opposition from that class. What does that mean? No opposition from that class. That means that those class of individuals will be willing to compromise their overall moral integrity for someone else's agenda. They will sell out. They won't form any opposition to it because they're profiting from it and they're getting favors from it. Mm-hmm. And through blackmail, now they're obligated to it. So all of a sudden, if you want to have a come to truth moment, then guess what? If you benefit from this, guess what they're going to do? They're going to do what they've done so long before. You're expendable now. Oh, now you have a conscience? Well, it's time for you to go. Because they do that because you benefited from being in the system. It's like being in the gang. Once you're in, you can't get out. If you want to get out, you got to give back everything that you, and you can't give it back. Right. So it goes on. There will be no opposition from that class. While on the other hand, the great body of people mentally incapable of comprehending the tremendous advantage that capital derives from the system will bear its burdens without complaint, and perhaps even suspecting that the system is inimical to their interest, and perhaps without even suspecting that the system is inimical to their interest. What was being said there? Mentally incapable of comprehending. They're going to make the system loves making people mentally incapable of comprehending. One of the tactics that they use is emotions. They're masterful in their overall weaving of emotions, getting people to respond emotionally to things, striking that emotional chord, stroking that overall flame. And they do it from all perspectives of it. They do it from the emotion of love, and they do it from the emotion of hate. And in doing that, you become mentally incapable of comprehending. But not only do they do it that way, they also do it through synthetic drugs, through toxins. The brain is not getting as much oxygen as it needs, so it's what? Its vision is always clouded. You're no longer 2020 in clarity of thought because of the toxins that they put into, the toxins of what's being aired in entertainment, the toxins of what's being in the air, what's in the water, what's in the food, the prescription drugs and synthetic drugs. All of these things act as an agent to make us incapable of comprehending. And then they also have schools. With everything else, the Rothschilds were significant. Excuse me, the Rockefellers were significant in creating the Board of Education. And they worked hand in hand with the Rothschild in that. So the school aspect comes in. Now, the whole completion of being mentally incapable of comprehending is complete. Now, it doesn't mean that every single person. Yes.
I think you have to also got to add, because they also brought into the psychological and the psychology into the schools.
Yes.
And if you look at when they brought those in, you'll also see a major deterioration in these things. So it's not only in the processes of how the brain works, and also they brought in the psychology and stuff, the why the brain works the way it does and all of those superstitions.
They're controlling the narrative.
Absolutely.
And when they control the narrative, guess what agenda will always be fulfilled? Theirs. The narrative needs to be recontrolled by the people through sovereign measures. Very, very important. Now, just because they put all of this doesn't mean that every single person is mentally incapable. Doesn't mean that. And I'm not saying that, but it is an enhancer. Right, it's definitely an enhancer to that.
But I'll take that a step farther. This is why it makes it even tougher. You're exactly right in that statement. But under all the confines that it is, it's going to be the exceptional person, not the massive person, that's not going to be affected as much. So what's going to happen is you're going to have the exceptions that aren't going to be affected by it as much. But when they speak out against it, it's going to be very easily to ostracize them.
Right, Keith. That is so, so true. And so what happens is that this is why they teach you in school to be a follower and not an individual. The emphasis is on team, not on the individual talents that you can share collectively, because then there's a difference. There's collective prudence. Team means that you're setting up for competition. The system has ingrained in us. Compete, 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 compete. The winners, the losers, compete, compete. And their competition has those with this against this, against this. And they have all of this competition. And what happens is your talent is always squandered in competition. There is a mental evil that's developed in competition, because we aren't able to temper the need to compete, because we don't see the benefits of the need to cooperate. And it brings a different dynamic.
So there's nothing wrong with competition.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong with competition out of hand. It's kind of like you and I.
Yeah.
As long as we're in competition, that's going to make us both excel in towards a positive way. Because I'm going to work harder to outdo you. You're going to work harder to outdo me. But we have to maintain the perspective of what the Bible will refer to as a unity of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is, even though we're in competition trying to outdo one another, we still understand that we're working towards the same goal. Therefore, we always have the perspective that I'm here for you, you're here for me, even in that competition.
Yeah.
If you stumble and fall, I've got to be there to help you up.
Right.
Because that's going to help me helping you and vice versa. So you can have the competition, but you're exactly right. They're taking away the other aspect of that.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. When it all means. And so it's, I think that, and I try to, because I think there's a difference between, I like, it's easier for me to say that all competition breeds evil. All collective prudence is what we're created to do. And so for me, collective prudence is how the great creator made this whole universe to work.
I won't argue that.
And so man has created competitions and then the playing field and then the rules of the game.
I agree.
And so that's what but let me get back to this, Keith. Listen to this last part. It says, and perhaps without even suspecting that the system is inimical to their interest. So often we think that, let me tell you, if the system gives anything to you, it's for your demise. They never give you anything. They position themselves to take even more. To take even more. And I think once we come to realize what this system is really after and how it works, then by knowing your adversary and your adverse conditions, you can then fully understand what it will take to not to be fooled by it, not to be tricked by it, not to engage in it, and to go in a different direction, and then to build something more benevolent.
Okay, so I need some clarification from you, all right? Now, the word that you use in ecumenical, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means a coming together.
Ecumenical.
Right? Huh?
Ecumenical, go ahead.
Ecumenical or mm-hmm. ecumenical?
Ecumenical.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Okay, because that's where I was kind of losing you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, that, and that's really what this system is, and that same thing with that protest. One, let me tell you how bad this system is. They will create the crisis, send agitators to get something, and then to get the people to think that they got something out of it when they didn't. It's a masterful, it's a double play.
Let me put it in perspective. And I hate that you use the word masterful. And the reason why I hate the word that you use masterful, because it's a perfect picture of what Trump is doing every day. If you look at what he did with this whole tax thing,
yes,
he blew this whole thing up. He jacked it up from beginning to end. And now what he's talking about is, okay, I'm getting together with China, I'm getting together with Russia, we're doing these little things, and it's all good. So he creates this chaos, and then he comes out with this little pebble of a fix, which doesn't really fix anything. It might make it slightly better than the mess that you have.
But the devil in the details are far worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're going to come out to you and say, hey, see, it's all good. It's all good.
Right, Keith. And that happens in so many ways. And the thing about this protest, the only reason why I put it in is because what they're really doing is that they're trying to seed subconsciously what they want people to do in the future. And in my opinion, the way to beat the system is to give no energy to it at all. When my brother passed away is when the energy left the body and continued, made the great transformation. So my brother's body, the scale and scope of my brother's body that he had built, because he could have built it, his muscle density could have been more from his working and everything else. That scale of what he built with his energy that he had in the physical form was now gone. The muscles that he had were still there, but they weren't living muscles anymore. So what I'm saying is that when you remove the energy from the system, the scale that it actually built will be void. Will be void of energy, void of life.
Which they depend on.
Which depends on its longevity. And longevity has its place. And at some point, at some place, there is going to be a period when the people of the world will realize that it's the system, not that person.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So you give it no energy at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask, could that no energy at all simply be, not simply be, because it is an energy.
Yes.
But it's a negative energy towards them.
Mm-hmm.
A simple one, which we're very well aware of, that we'll put into place, but we won't follow through with it. And my question would be a boycott.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in a boycott, you take away your energy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're also taking away, you're adding to them something they absolutely do not want.
Right.
On top of taking away your energy.
Right.
So, in your classification of what we're talking about, would a boycott fit into that, giving it no energy at all?
I think, yes, Keith, but I think my boycott isn't what we've commonly been taught what a boycott is. A boycott, from what we've seen in the past in a lot of different instances, especially the mainstream ones, there have been boycotts that we've never heard about. You know why? Because they didn't make mainstream media, because they were sincere and intentional. But some of the boycotts that we've been familiar with was actually coerced and was actually operations that were under the control, ultimate control of what the people were trying to boycott against in so many ways. So, yes, it would be similar to a boycott. But I think it has to be a boycott of leaderless individuals, because this system always wants to give you a leader, because in that leader they're able to do what?
To have a liaison,
to give favor, to give profit to that overall leader in a deal that you never know has even happened. And guess what? You're thinking that things are going well and they're going disastrously wrong.
That way I can pay off one individual and take care of the masses of problems through that one individual.
Because they will follow them because of emotion. I think the thing that we need to do... Right, they're unaware of the deal that was made. Exactly, Keith. And I think what's really important is the power of the people is when we use our energy ourselves collectively, we just say, no, we're not going to participate. That will cause this overall system to collapse. Now, is it going to be a difficult thing to do? Is it going to be hard? Is it going to be painful? Is it going to be comfortable? No, it's not going to be comfortable. It's going to be extremely difficult to do. But is it necessary? Absolutely. Because there is an infection and a disease that we're going to have the right immune system, an immune system to be strong enough to endure, and it can.
Let me give you another example, one that I came through recently, and this was actually on your favorite form of
here you go.
This was actually on Facebook.
Facebook.
But what it showed was it was a warehouse,
mm-hmm.
And all these people were at work at the warehouse. And one of the individuals did something. The management called them to the office, and they dogged this individual out. Now, under these circumstances, almost this whole warehouse was workers were Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
So they called this individual into the office, and they sent him home and suspended him. When word got out what happened, that whole workforce say, you know what? That's bull crap, we out. Guess what happened? Do you think that warehouse continued in that management decision sending them home, or did you think that changed some stuff?
It changed some things.
It changed some stuff immediately.
Immediately. And I think by doing it that way, you don't engage in the same consciousness that the system was able to derive all of its power through violence, through anger. You know that movie Star Wars? I didn't see too much of it. Mm-hmm. The Force is great. Mm-hmm. The anger, give into your anger, and all of those things. It's very, very true. There is a great temptation to do that, because revenge is sweet, so we think.
You know, and again, it's biblical. And why is it biblical? Because Paul said you got to die to yourself. And what do you think that he's ultimately talking about?
Sure.
He's ultimately talking about kill off those desires that you think that you really want to have, which we all do as humans.
Right.
But if you die to those things and keep your eyes on the main prize, which is actually our Creator.
Right.
You know, the Lord and Savior.
Right.
But still it falls in line with what you're saying, because if we concentrate on all those things and still worried about, you know, there's a saying that we used to say in the black community is we worried about the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. We worried about the wrong thing.
And that's so true, Keith, because it's we got to get ready to go for a commercial break. We got 5 minutes and we're going to go into it. But it's kind of like when we do that, when we break it down to a me, and we don't die, then the system realizes that it has your price. It has a profit and a favor. And psychologically, they'll be able to tell what it is that you like, because they've developed the algorithms to tell them just what that is, and then they will come to you with that temptation. Please don't take me as they'll come to you, depending on where you are and where things are, depending on the influence that you have, their temptations come to all of us in food. Their temptations come, if you look at psychological how things really work, there's a pattern, and that pattern is very, very true. Very, very true. We have the overall mental illness because of the system. Mental illness was caused by this system.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why. I don't disagree for the sake of disagreeing. I disagree for the sake of what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, and again, I have to take this biblically, right? As it was a perfect world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We didn't have these things. When Satan or Lucifer came in, which by no ill coincidence is what we're talking about, because we're looking at Satan's system.
Mm-hmm.
So when you had the first fall, which gave us all the stuff that we have, when I mean gave us all the stuff that happened, all the stuff you're referring to, we became me-oriented. It's about me.
Right.
It's about selfishness. It's
right.
about iniquity. It's about
right.
all these things that you're talking about.
Right.
At that point, Satan says, you know what? I'm going to exploit that in every manner that I possibly can.
Exactly, Keith.
And that's exactly what you're talking
right.
about.
So it was the system that brought in the insanity. It was the system that brought in the insanity. And now we have an insane reaction to so many things because of that. And so that's what I meant by it was the system that brought in the mental illness. And so now we respond to things in a way that is not beneficial, that's not benevolent, but malevolent. And it continues to snowball because we get reinforced in that generation after
Absolutely.
Generation. So we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we want to jump into some of the other things and what's in the news, and we got to get into today's show, Keith. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Scotty, give me 2 minutes and then we'll come back. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
To invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the call-in number. Want to get back to... I think I messed up here. What happened there? All right, cool. So we're going to get back to the actual show. So let's get back into what's in the news. Next article actually came from South Front, and this one is Southern Front. Sorry about that. U.S. military contractors hiring. Hopefully I'm back on. Did this right? Yes, okay. U.S. military contractors hiring personnel to support classified contingency operations in the Ukraine. Because they plan on having a war in the Ukraine. It actually talks about being in a combat zone. You need to read this. And it was actually on a LinkedIn. So, you know, there's military contractors all over the place. That's really what the overall U.S. military is now, is out for hire as military contractors in so many means and so many ways. So, and this one is actually trying to hire people for combat roles inside of the Ukraine. Why? Because it's going to blow up. So that's very, very important, one that's there. So we'll probably carry that a little bit later. Next article. This was a great, great article. Posted this one and had to do with, this is from Antonius, and it was, let me move it down. We definitely have to get into debt, death in the U.S. empire. We'll definitely get into that this week. Debt, death in the U.S. empire. Great, great read. And says a whole lot. So check out that article. Next article, I want to thank my man Carlos for sending me this, where Qatar is going to be leaving OPEC. And this is from Algiers. Qatar to withdraw from OPEC in January of 2019. OPEC is significant for the overall petrodollar, ladies and gentlemen. And then as that breaks up, the quality of life and standard of living that everyone here has been used to is gone. So very, very important. We'll cover that on another day, on like a Financial Friday. I saw that, and then my man Carlos sent that to me. Thanks, Carlos, for that as well. So next article, this one came from my man Jambone, Jam Fence, DMSO as a free radical. Oops, move this. Come on. Scavenger. Here we go. DMSO as a free radical scavenger. So check out that actually, and it shows how DMSO is used to for free radicals, for pure to removing harmful radiation toxins from the body. Oops, didn't mean to do that. So very, very important. Check out that article. Next article from express.co.uk. World War III, countries most likely to go to war with each other in the next 5 years. We'll cover that later this week as well.
In the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years. Yes, so true. Next article, great posting from Raj. Raj posted this one, sent this to me from Free Thought Project. For the first time since 9/11, federal government takes steps to prosecute the use of explosives to destroy the World Trade Center. So that should have been, you know, that overall whole thing with 9/11 was a farce, from, and we all know it. But that was the biggest crime scene I ever seen picked up as fast as, Keith, as you know, from being in law enforcement. When you have a major crime scene like that, there's no way in the world you're going to start moving stuff immediately after. It takes a while to put it, because there was never intention to have a real investigation. That daggone crime scene should have just been brought down 3 years ago, because it was so massive, you know. But they were quick. They were right away. They started doing what? Moving everything out, destroying evidence. So,
and that was on which one?
9/11.
Yeah.
There's no way they cleaned up. There was never a crime scene. They never even established a crime scene.
And also, at more than one location.
At more than one location. So, as you know, with crime scenes, you know, just on a homicide, you could be on a homicide for one individual, for that thing can last 12, 14, 16 hours for one individual. So, and it's huge, the overall radius that you have to quarantine officers to try to establish a true investigation. So, but great article there. There was a major earthquake in Alaska on the 30th. I'm glad I wasn't in that Alaska. It registered somewhere in the 7.
Good.
And I saw some of the videos of the people. That's something you never want to be in. Ooh. So check out that. Next article, this one comes from the Federal Reserve did a, this is disturbing, the federalreserve.gov did a survey in about are the millennials different? See, this is what the system does. It has a design methodology in how it maintains its overall stronghold. If you do not have a methodology and establish a nomenclature of success, then you will not be able to go against what they put into place. And I'm going to tell you, they'll kill you with experience, because they've been doing this for so long. And in here, they basically, they surveyed the millennials. Why did they do that? Because they wanted to know the impact of where they are and what they've been doing and how successful, what worked, what doesn't work, what's useful, what's not useful, what did they then account for that is going to be useful, or what they didn't account for is going to be harmful to them. And here it is. And it's, that is there. Check that out if you wanted to read that. Next one. This one comes from South China Morning Post. Extra cash from the PBOC, which stands for the People's Bank of China. The People's Bank of China is giving banks, the extra cash the Bank of the People's Bank of China is giving banks is not reaching the real economy. Of course it's not. It doesn't happen there. Right, you didn't want it to. Check out that article. Next article from The Intercept.
You know what? As a matter of fact, all you did just there was our wonderful system, the trickle down
Theory.
Yeah, yeah.
Trickle down economy. Right. There you go. Next one is from The Intercept. The ignored legacy of George H.W. Bush, war crimes, racism, and obstruction of justice. So, yeah, know the true legacy of that individual before you engage in anything else. Understand who that individual was and what he's been doing.
It's the epitome of everything we're talking about.
It's the epitome of everything that we're talking about. Yes. So check out that. Next article from Business Insider. The Chinese Navy is tightening its grip on Taiwan Strait as the U.S. Navy sends warships through the waterways. Check out that, the war thing. And there was this article we definitely, and this was a while ago, but I definitely need to get into this. Listen to this. Democratic congressman forces gun owners to get rid of assault weapons. We need to really talk about that because it's a setup. It's another one of those great psyops, and I want to carry this again. I wanted to reintroduce it so we wouldn't forget it. But things changed in today's show majorly because of what I want to share with everyone. Next article, this one comes from RT International. It says, I'm a tariff man. Trump warns China against raiding great wealth of the U.S. as trade talks start. I'm a tariff man. Next article from CBS, criminal broadcast station. U.S. Navy Admiral found dead in apparent suicide. This was over the weekend. The Vice Admiral of the Fifth Fleet, I believe, he was the Admiral of. I believe it was the Fifth Fleet. It was. But over the weekend, there was an Admiral that committed suicide. He actually took over for another admiral that I believe that died as well. And let me tell you something, if a rear admiral commits suicide, and they said they had a suicide note, believe me, the real suicide note, you'll never know what it really says. In my opinion, I don't think that you will. You could, I don't think that you will. But what's going on? Why would that individual and the person before him, I believe the person before him died as well. What's going on there? I could surmise what I think is going on is that they realize that the system is leading what they so cherished and loved in a direction that they thought they wouldn't go. And now they don't want to be a part of it. So there's a whole lot to that. I don't know if I'll delve into that, but just something for you to know. This war is really, really here. It's really here. Next article from Gold, Goats, and Guns. Trump's finds that G20, Trump folds at G20 on everything. So check out that article. Then next article from RT International. Maduro defends Venezuela's right to sell gold amidst U.S. sanctions push. Check out that article.
Next, say that again.
Maduro, the celebrity figurehead president of Venezuela, defends Venezuela's right to sell gold. Actually, England is upholding their gold so they won't be able to sell it. So they're going to steal it. They're going to steal it. Next article from Sputnik. See, one of the things, real quick, go back to that. They're going to steal it. See, they tell you that we need to hold it for you so it'll be safe and this and that. They give you all the reasons to trick you. The trick you went to, and then now they're going to say, oh, no, we're not going to give it back to you because you could be using it. Maduro could be stealing this himself. Yes, he could. But so their thing is that they're not going to let him steal it. They're going to steal it. You think the people of Venezuela ever gained from the overall goal of Venezuela? You think the people here in the United States ever gained from the goal that the U.S. has? The goal is the state, is the corporation. It ain't the people. Never benefited from it. Thought we had, you have to do certain things to benefit from it. So very, very important. So it doesn't matter what they got in Fort Knox. You don't have any gold or silver. They do. Very, very important. Next article from Sputnik News. Russia and Saudi Arabia takes control of oil output ahead of OPEC talk. And the picture of Putin and MBS was classic with Donald Trump in the background. Really classic. Let me hurry up through this. Next article, this one from Sputnik News, is that, and we're going to definitely look at this one, and I want you to hear something because this war is real. NATO Secretary General holds a press conference. We're going to need to hear that press conference. It's about 11 minutes. Oh my goodness. That one is a humdinger. We need to take a look at that. Next article from Sputnik News. Israel plans to destroy Hezbollah tunnels. So check out that article. This is a part of the war as well going forward. Next article from Strategic Culture. Encouraged by the U.S., the Ukraine prepares to stage military provocations. Sorry about that. Couldn't say it. So that is what's in the news. I had to hurry up through it, block that there, because I want to get into today's show. Very, very significant, very, very important. I'm going to post inside of our chat room so Scotty could play this. Scotty, if you would, this is about 11 minutes, but we have to hear this press conference from NATO's Secretary General. Very, very significant. And just hear what he says. Scotty, just open up and you'll see the overall, you can hear it live, or well, not live, you can hear the old video of that press conference. That press conference is very significant. NATO Secretary General holds press conference.
When did it take place?
Today. This was actually today. And there is a video, it's about 11 minutes from Sputnik News, from that actual press conference.
In the Black Sea,
need to hear.
Compared to 80 days the year before. Several allies conduct NATO air policing in the region. Allies also conduct regular reconnaissance flights. And we have set up a Romanian-led multinational brigade in Romania. Three NATO members, Bulgaria, Romania, and Turkey, are littoral states. So there is already a lot of NATO in the Black Sea. And we will continue to assess our presence in the region. At our meeting today, we agreed to continue working together to prepare Georgia for NATO membership. We recognize the significant progress Georgia has made with reforms, and we thanked Georgia for its major contributions to our mission in Afghanistan. We also restated NATO's solidarity with Ukraine. We recognize Ukraine's aspirations to join the alliance, and progress has already been made on reforms. But challenges remain, so we encourage Ukraine to continue on its path of reform. This is crucial for prosperity and peace in Ukraine. Allies greatly value our unique partnerships with Georgia and Ukraine. In different ways, each of them contributes to our shared security, and NATO remains committed to strengthening our ties with both countries. And with that, I'm ready to take your questions.
We'll go to the BBC over there.
Yes, thank you very much, Jonathan Marcus, Secretary General from the BBC. You've talked about NATO expanding its activities in the Black Sea region over the last few years, but clearly that has been insufficient to change Russia's behaviour in the light of the most recent events in the Sea of Azov. Have you tasked NATO military authorities to look at other steps to increase NATO military activity in the Black Sea, or are there other steps that individual NATO countries might take to provide greater assistance to Ukraine?
So NATO's presence in the Black Sea makes a difference, and we have significantly increased our presence there. And during the meeting today, allies clearly sent a message that they will continue to provide practical support to Ukraine, political support to Ukraine, but also continue to have a presence in the Black Sea region. Both within the NATO framework, but also some NATO allies have presence bilaterally. We support the Ukrainian armed forces in different ways, with command and control, with cyber. Some allies also provide training in different areas. NATO helped them with to strengthen their naval capabilities. We helped them at the Naval Academy in Odessa. We also helped them to develop maritime capabilities, training exercises, and also port visits. And we will, of course, very closely monitor and watch the situation in the Black Sea region after the incidents we saw a few days ago. I think also we have to remember and understand that one of the reasons why NATO now is in the progress in the process of implementing the biggest reinforcement of collective defense since the end of the Cold War is actually Russia's aggression against Ukraine. We have battle groups in the eastern part of the alliance for the first time in our history. We have the Romanian-led multinational brigade in Romania. We have air policing in the Black Sea. And we have more naval presence. So all of this sends a very clear message from NATO and NATO allies to Russia.
We'll go to Ukrainian TV in first row.
Good evening. My name is Christina, TV Channel 5 Ukraine. So my question is, what will be the next steps of NATO in the case of further blockade of the Azov Sea by Russia, if it will continue, for example? Because as we all understand, it is quite dangerous. It is a threat not just for Ukraine, for Turkey, but for other European countries which suffer from this blockade and all the ships and vessels. Thank you.
So this meeting in itself was an important message, or sent an important message to Russia, because having all NATO allies, and some of them also have presence on the bilateral level in the Black Sea, and we have three littoral states, all NATO allies met with Ukraine and Georgia and sent a very clear message about our support. We are present in Georgia, we are present in Ukraine, and they committed to continue and to deepen the cooperation with both Georgia and Ukraine. We will, as I say, follow and monitor. We are following and monitoring closely the developments in the region, including, of course, in the Black Sea. And then we will, based on our assessments, continue to assess our presence in the region.
Itar Tas, second row, center.
Thank you very much, Denis Dubrovin, TASS News Agency. Mr. Secretary General, 4 years ago, your predecessor, Mr. Anders Fogh Rasmussen, has called for restraint in suppressing the Maidan protesters in Kyiv. Would you call now for restraint for the French forces of police forces to when they're suppressing the riots of Gilets Jaunes? Merci.
I first of all, I think that's no meaning in comparing those two situations. And I also think that to try in any way to compare that is totally wrong. Then the important thing for NATO is that we support the territorial integrity of Ukraine. And we will never accept and recognize the illegal annexation of Crimea and that Russia continues to destabilize eastern Ukraine. And we have to understand what happened near the Sea of Azov in this context. Because first Russia annexed Crimea, then they built a bridge, and then they used the annexation of Crimea and the illegally built bridge to try to take control over the Sea of Azov. So therefore, we continue to call on Russia to release the ships, release the naval personnel, but also allow Ukraine access to the Sea of Azov with both commercial ships and military ships. Because that's actually an agreement between Russia and Ukraine, and Russia has to honor that agreement. To impede access for Ukrainian ships into the Sea of Azov will be something which is absolutely in violation of the agreement between the two countries, and it's a new example of how Russia is not respecting the territorial integrity of its neighbors. So this is what this case is about.
Very last question, Rustavi II, lady in second row.
Jordan TV company, Rustavi too. Secretary General, does the Ukrainian side raise some new initiations about this situation? And second, Hungarian Foreign Affairs Minister, he made a statement that he will raise issue about the membership action plan to Georgia. Do you discuss on this meeting this issue and which kind of position has other allies? Thank you.
So this was one of the topics we addressed in the meeting. I think I will leave it to each individual ally to refer what they actually said in the specific meeting. But in general, I can say that we strongly support Georgia on its path towards NATO membership. And NATO's heads of state and government, they stated as late as in July that Georgia will become a member of the alliance. We continue to provide support to Georgia to implement the necessary reforms. We commend the progress Georgia has made, and we continue to work with Georgia in modernizing their armed forces, building strong institutions, and we have the Training and Evaluation Center in Georgia, which we use to work with Georgia. That is important for Georgia, but it's also important for NATO, because it strengthens the interoperability of our forces. And many allies expressed in the meeting today that they are extremely grateful for the strong contribution of Georgia to different NATO missions and operations. So I think this meeting was a strong message of solidarity between NATO and Georgia and NATO and Ukraine, and that we stand together.
Thank you very much. This concludes this press point. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So what you just heard was the NATO Secretary General speak about what's happening in Eurasia, in the Ukraine area of Eastern Europe. And let me break down what is really being said here and the significance of it. NATO just basically declared war on Russia.
What's that sound like?
That's what they just did. And the Russians will respond appropriately. Now, we need to go back to something very pointed that was said by the Secretary General, celebrity figurehead Secretary General, when he said that they are going to allow Georgia into NATO. There's no way in the world that Russia will ever let Georgia join NATO. Back when Bush, the last Bush was president, last term, I can't remember the year, there was 98, yes. Was it 98? When Cheney was the vice president. Whatever year it was. Well, there was an incident in Georgia. We played it here on Tando Radio Show. It was something around there. It escapes me right now. But here's the incident, what happened. They reignited the old, and this, there's been a civil war that's been going on in Georgia for a while, and the U.S. influenced it majorly. Because what the U.S. is trying to do is they're trying to encompass Russia from all around. But the real reason is that it's the overall transfer of geopolitical power. Now is going to be a fight for it, which has already been lost. And NATO is going to be used as a tool, and then they're going to turn on the U.S., believe me. But here's what's significant about Georgia. When celebrity figurehead Cheney started to invoke a civil war in Georgia, at that time, I can't remember if Putin or Medvedev was president, but Putin was the prime minister, Medvedev was the president. And immediately, I want to say it was 2000 and, can't remember the year. Immediately, once the fighting started in Georgia, Putin moves tactical nukes to Georgia to be deployed, to be used, not to be staged, to be used. And guess what Cheney did? Pulled out, because he knew Putin was serious. There's no way in the world Russia is going to allow Georgia or the Ukraine to join NATO. And NATO knows that. The U.S. knows that. And so they know that, that by doing that, that that will invoke, Russia will actually invade the Ukraine over this. And they'll do it within hours.
You said that, that Russia was going to act appropriately in their action.
Mm-hmm.
But they're already acting inappropriately with what they're doing with the Ukraine now.
That's, no. In my opinion, no. Absolutely not.
So you think them taking the Ukraine ships and not letting them through that channel and stuff is appropriate action?
Absolutely. Absolutely. See, what's happening is that the Ukraine is being used as a tool of the U.S. to start a war with Russia, and Russia is not going to lose that overall bound, that overall position. I actually didn't get the post, and I'm going to post it. I'm going to find it and post it. There was a British ship that went into the Black Sea, right? And when the British ship, a cruise missile ship, went into the Black Sea, they sent up 24 Russian fighters to buzz it. So it was, they came into a beehive. And so you could actually see it on live on air. They recorded it and everything else, and you could see it. So Russia sent all of these planes to start to, you know, to persuade that overall guided missile cruiser to leave, right? Mm-hmm. So they sent up a beehive. Even though they sent up less than what the guided missile cruiser could handle, less than what the guided cruiser can handle, but it sent a message. Very, very important. Remember, the USS Cole was totally nullified in a cyber attack in the Black Sea by Russia with an old plane, where the plane started doing bombing runs on the USS Cole, and the USS Cole could not target it. If it can't target it, it can't do what, Keith? Can't defend itself from it.
Right.
And all of its anti-aircraft capabilities will nullify, send a message. And so the Russia's not going, because if you control the Black Sea, you defeat Russia's ability to defend itself through subs and through its naval capabilities. It will cut off Russia being able to protect Syria. So it's a strategical play. So what the U.S. is doing is, remember how the Ukraine became what it is right now. It was from a coup that the U.S. invoked through Nazis aligning themselves, well, not aligning themselves, using their overall alliance relationship with the Nazis to have a coup inside of the Ukraine. So if you that would nullify anything when it comes to Russia. They're defending themselves. And remember, the overall long historical standing that the Russians had with the Nazis. The Russians lost 1 million people in the Battle of Gibraltar. They lost 1 million people. They were willing to give up 1 million people, so to speak, as all of them in cahoots together. But it was 1 million people that was lost to push back the Nazis. So if you know Russian history, you know Russia's not going to play with this at all. I wouldn't be surprised within the next coming weeks that Russia invades the Ukraine completely. And they would rightfully be doing it. Because the U.S. has put nuclear armaments there and has destabilized there, because by doing that, the Ukraine is significant, because the Ukraine is the breadbasket of Europe, and now Russia, they can starve Russia out their economy. If they take the Ukraine completely, then Russia won't be able to export its gas into Europe. Now you're starving them out. Remember what the U.S. did to Japan. They starved them out, so Japan attacked them. So now the Ukraine, now they sent in those military ships when Russia told them don't come in. Crimea is Russia now. It's Russia now. So they sent those ships in. Here's what the backdrop was. There was some saying that there was actual tactical nukes that were being deployed at that time as well. That's why Russia seized those vessels. And they cut off that waterway, and they took that bridge. So, no, Russia is acting more appropriately. It's just like this. What if Russia was in Mexico, in the Gulf of Mexico? What if Russia was in Baja? Right? What if Russia was in Baja? What if Russia was in the Gulf of Mexico? What if Russia was in the off the Florida Keys, stationing themselves and doing all these things and taking over this country, actually having a coup in Mexico to cut off the U.S. from there? It would be a totally different scenario. See, the U.S. is way over here. Russia and China and them are way over there. You have no business to be over there. You're there for a reason. So, no, Russia is acting more appropriately. And this is significant with this whole thing, is that, and NATO knows, they absolutely know, if we get Georgia to join NATO, we know that that will push Russia to give to have a invasion, and then they can say, hey, they started the war. No, you created the conditions for them to go to war.
Okay, so...
And this is huge.
So what do you see as the future of NATO?
Actually, you know, Keith, for that, I see NATO being broken up. Because look at who's in NATO. Turkey's in NATO. What do you think Turkey's going to do? The U.S. Senate just told Turkey, if you buy the S-400 system, then you won't get the F-35. But what do you think that NATO, Turkey's going to do? They're going to take the S-400. Remember, the U.S. is sanctioning Turkey now because they're destabilizing them.
Right.
They had the coup that they tried to have in Turkey in 2016.
Well, the fact of the matter is, we're still part of NATO.
You mean the U.S. is, not you.
The U.S.
Where does we stuff come from?
The U.S. And the whole, everybody is turned away from the U.S. anyway.
Right. Look at NATO, France, and Germany. They're going to pull. And when Germany goes, France has to go. Turkey's going to go. Turkey wants to join the BRIC nations. Germany and France will join BRIC. Germany and France are calling. France is calling for its own European army. So this is why that overall protest is. See, the U.S. is causing provocateurs to destabilize things in the countries that they know that they're going to be fighting.
All right, so how do you see Germany and Russia? Because right now it seems like they're coming together.
Oh, without a doubt.
But their history is not going to allow them to remain together.
A big business has a way of making enemies friendly. The business is too big now. And what's at stake? The Nordic Stream 2 and the Nordic Stream and Nordic Stream 2, Russia has the ability to starve Germany out. They need that natural gas. And so that's why if you look at the partnerships when it comes to Syria, who was in the partnership meeting? The U.S. wasn't there. It was Germany, France, Iran, Syria, and Russia, and Turkey. They didn't have the U.S. They were saying they're deciding what the overall future is going to be. So here's the significance of this. They said Georgia, that's some of the history of it. Russia will actually use tactical nukes to gain control of the situation. And those tactical nukes will be used against NATO forces, which means that who's the primary NATO force that they would use the tactical nukes against? They're not going to use them against German or French. They're going to use them against U.S. Yes. Yes. In Romania and Poland. And then they're going to have to decide, we don't want no part of this. We better go to this other side. And so that's what happened when Cheney tried this move. Putin and Medvedev met it right away. And we're going to, they were deploying tactical nukes to use them. They said when they get there, they're going to be deployed. Not, and Cheney pulled out.
Russia ain't never made no qualms about using nukes. They've always said, hey,
and in today's,
we will use them.
And in today's world, they have, them and China have hypersonic weapons that can nullify what the U.S. can do. And so now, the Ukraine is critical in this whole thing because the Ukraine, what did the General Secretary say there? I think we got to get ready to go to a commercial break, Keith. Let's go, let's do that. Let's go to the commercial break, then we'll come back to this because it's very, very important. Sorry about that, I overrun. Listen, everyone, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. We just listened to the Secretary General of NATO and saying what they're going to do. They're going to have Georgia join NATO. They're going to support the Ukraine, and they're going to actually have a military support of the Ukraine. And so I wouldn't be surprised. And they also talked about they're going to go through the process, some of the things the Ukraine needs to do before being able to join NATO. That ain't going to happen in Georgia becoming a part of NATO. It's not going to happen. Russia is not going to allow that to happen. That's just like saying that Canada is going to be a part of the BRIC nations, but from the standpoint of aggression, where they plan on invading the United States. The U.S. Corporation of the United States would never go for something like that. So it's the same situation there. It's not going to happen. Ukraine has two distinctive sides. There's a side that is strictly Russian, and then that's the situation. But some of the highlighted points I wanted to talk about. But if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. This is serious because I am, by this announcement, NATO just declared war, unofficial war against Russia. And not only Russia, but against China as well, and Iran and Syria and all of their overall military agreements. And it's going to be significant. And so, but let me get some highlighted points. One, I talked about expanding NATO, having NATO ships inside of the Black Sea. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. They can have the ships there, but they're going to actually be engaged in military conflict with Russia directly, with Russian ships and Russian subs. And Russian anti-ship missiles. Also talked about supporting the Ukraine. Did you remember, Keith, when he said we support the Ukraine militarily, and he said cyber as well, and actually in covert actions. See, the NATO used, the U.S. used the Ukraine to have this provocative move against Russia when they took the three vessels. So that's what's happening. That is not going to happen. Then they said something about Turkey. Here's the thing with Turkey. Turkey is a part of NATO. And so they're actually, the Ukraine asked NATO to ask Turkey what they're going to do when they go to war, if they go to war with Russia. Will they cut off the overall, the Budapest Strait that Russia would need? And guess what Turkey said? We will follow the agreement that we have. But which agreement? Which agreement? Most think that that's the NATO agreement, but I don't think that that's the agreement that they're talking about. So this is very, very significant. And what this means for you and I here is that all of our the individuals in the military, and I have to say this, I did some traveling last week, Keith, and you know, in my travel, you heard the old saying, Keith, loose lips sink ships. I was in a public airport and some military personnel were candidly speaking out loud about some of the things that's going on. And they were doing it, and they were officers, Keith. They were doing it from this standpoint. The stress, you could see the stress was on them that they weren't even thinking about what they were saying. You ever been involved in a conversation that was so intense that you didn't even recognize your overall surroundings?
Right.
And I will say, the U.S. military is definitely preparing for a major, major confrontation. And it's definitely going to happen.
There, I read a thing the other day that said that they took a survey and they felt as though almost 70% of military personnel thought that we would be engaged in a full-scale war operation within the next 4 to 5 months.
Yes, definitely. Remember what we read the week before I was gone, what we read about what the Congress findings were, the congressional committee that was put together. And that congressional committee said that they're going to lose the war.
Did you share that on there?
On here?
Yeah.
Yes, I will bring it back. There's a bipartisan committee that the U.S. will lose this next war. His next state has the potential to lose his next state-to-state confrontation with someone that has the capabilities as Russia and China. Here's the bad thing. You're not going to be fighting just Russia. The actual committee findings was just if it just fought Russia or if it just fought China. No, you're not going to fight just Russia and China. You're going to be fighting Russia and China and North Korea and Iran and Syria. It's going to be significant. And that cyber, when he said the cyber, that was telling. And I just want to lay this out before we get out of here. But if you have any questions or comments, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. You heard it yourself, what the Secretary General said and what his emphasis was. I put it inside a BTR community for you to actually hear it. Listen to what he said. How that plays out is that there will be a confrontation. I anticipate that Russia will very soon, and they've already staged assets to do that, they staged assets inside of Crimea to defend it and to defend the Black Sea. They staged equipment along the Ukrainian border. Remember, they had their largest joint war military operations with China when the U.S. and NATO had their largest. See, they do that because that is a way to get your overall assets in place to say that they were there. They ain't left. Those assets are still there. And the overall war gains have gone into live warfare and is going to expand. What this means for everyone here is that this is how one of the entry points to World War III. World War III has already started. It just hasn't been declared. Now we're getting ready to move into Global Nuclear War I. Remember, Keith, a while ago what the U.S. representative said that the U.S. reserves the right to preemptively strike Russia? Remember that? Didn't they try to pull back from that? So that was the truth. This is definitely going to happen. When Russia responds to this, one of the things that's definitely going to happen, we got a caller out of South Carolina we're going to go to. Russia is definitely going to use tactical nukes. It will be against U.S. personnel, but it won't just be in one part of the world. The cyber warfare will jump off before the tactical nukes get used. It will be here in continental United States that first will make its first impact, and it will be a significant impact. You have to be prepared for it. We got a caller out of South Carolina. Let me go to this caller out of South Carolina. caller out of South Carolina, area code 803. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment?
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend, Brother Davis.
Listen, man, I've been listening to your show on and off because I've been doing a lot down here, you know, working on the farm and trying to get everything set up for the new year. I plan on coming back probably after the first of the year because I got so much going on. But I wanted to... Well, Eric said, but it might be sooner. But what I wanted to add was, if you notice, the gas prices are going down, and this is the holiday season. They want you to go out and spend your money. Don't be foolish. They're only doing this here because this is the hurrah before the storm, and the storm is coming. And don't be surprised when the United States goes into conflict and loses, because the oligarchs make money either or. But there's a transition that's going on, and this plays right into that role. And here's the sad part. The United States has been a country for like 287 years. And out of that 287 years, they have been in war for 270 of those years. So don't think that if the United States isn't off the major front of being a world power, that it would not put a certain degree of the world at ease. The only thing that you're wondering about really is, are these other countries going to come with a war philosophy like the United States has, or are they going to come with a philosophy of pacificity so that literally they can show that the world can survive without war? It's going to be interesting, y'all. This is Brother Davis, and I'm looking forward to my return. I'm saying off the top of my head right now, probably going to be around the 1st of January 2019. But my wife said we'll call in, but we may not be able to do a show. But things are going along real well here.
Good, good, Brother Davis. Go ahead, Brother Davis.
I'll keep you abreast of what we're doing in reference to how it's going. But right now, man, with all the transitions that is going on in the world and what is happening in our neck of the woods, when I say our neck of the woods, I mean our immediate homes, we really have to prepare for the fact that the scam is still on. They want you to believe there's a reason for the season. But the reason for the season is for you to focus on self and not think that materialism is going to be a solution unless this materialism can help you survive. I appreciate you, brother. Peace.
Appreciate you, Brother Davis. Yes, we look forward. I received a request on, hey, what happened to Wise Wednesday? I said, I told them that you were doing things, you and Sister Davis are doing things. So, yes, the first of the year, whenever you guys are ready, make sure you take care of what you need to take care of first, Brother and Sister Davis, which I know that you will, and great creator willing. We'll be here, and then we'll just pick up where we left off, but you are sorely missed by many, because I received the overall emails and asking. So I tell them that we'll know. As soon as I know, I'll let them know, and then we'll just go from there. So, so important. But what's going on?
Yeah, this is Sister Davis.
Hey
Dave and family, and Tando family. Yeah, I just want to say that this off-grid living, it's some work.
It's,
you know, I mean, people have no idea, and we have an idea, and we have no idea. So the people who don't have no idea at all, it isn't just, oh, this is what you're going to do. You got to plan it. I mean, you got to understand what goes on.
Right.
You know, putting in wells and pumping water, and it's just not that easy.
Solar systems.
I mean, and we felt like we were prepared, and oh boy, but that'll be one of the first shows we go over. But I do want to say that the gas prices falling is so scary. Around here, we got gas 183 the other day, and it's going down. And everybody's gassing up and riding around and doing things, and that is such a false flag. I mean, what I mean? People are holiday ready and jolly and putting trees up. And I'm not saying it's not the holiday season. I'm not saying that. But they want you to look to the left. They want you to be, they're going to catch us off guard. I tell you what catches us off guard, Dave. is this cold weather. I mean, it's just cold. Yeah. The one day, it was colder in the south where we are than when we were up in the north, because I have my phone set with 3 and 4 different locations around the United States, you know, just to see what the cities are. And I was shocked, and we was freezing, okay? I mean, freezing. It was under 28, 27, 26. And this is in the south. So they're manipulating the weather. Because you remember, Dave, I always remember, and the people on this call can remember it too. You always says, look out for that Friday when everything goes haywire, and Monday the banks are closed. Remember you already said that?
Yes. Yes.
And you all, and you always said that, watch, it's going to be cold. And when we get these little cold snaps from nowhere with these chemtrails that are all over the place, this is unnatural. Even the people here are talking about how unnatural it is. Not that it can't happen, but it just usually does not happen. And I'm telling you, when all this really hits the fan, people are going to be freezing. So I would like to say, people, when you see stuff on clearance or use things that are, you know, winter down, underwear, big socks, you know, extra boots, get them. Even if you don't need them, if you get them at a used store and just a yard sale or something like that, put them, just put them in your closet. Just put them in the basement. Just put them in the garage, because that might be your survival gear, because cold weather is no joke. But that'll be some stuff that we go over.
Yes, we will. And, you know, Sister Davis, real quick, and I wanted to just emphasize, I love everything that you and Brother Davis bring to the show. Pastor Keith does as well. I know we do. And it's just a significant thing. Now, Iran right now is threatening to cut off the block the Hormuz Strait, the Strait of Hormuz. And for those of you that have been in the military, you know that that is going to be an act of war that's going to. But see, the thing is, it's all going to coincide in a domino effect. And then that oil now is not going to be moved anywhere in the world. As soon as this war starts, oil stops getting moved, because the oil, the countries that have the oil tankers are not going to subject their overall oil tankers to being sunk and going through combat zones with mines and everything else. So oil is going to stop, and then the freezing is going to be intense. So we're going to definitely cover this. We got to get ready to get out of here. Brother and Sister Davis, appreciate you so, so much. And whenever you're ready, and I know that you're calling from time to time, so please do that. And you know, what Sister Davis said about preparing to live off the grid, remember, we're a generation that was grid, taught to be grid dependent. So we've been learning everything of how to live with the grid, Keith. Now what Brother Davis and Sister Davis is doing is that they're going back to living off of the grid, you know, and hopefully our relationships with our ancestors that lived off the grid, we still have some of that remembrance within ourselves, or else that has to be relearned. And this is what Sister Davis and Brother Davis is doing, is not schooling. They're getting a real education. And now they know things more and how to do it. And I always said that when this economic collapse happens, there may not be many jobs that's around, but there'll be a lot of work to do. Ask Brother Sister Davis, there's a lot of work to do to being off the grid. It's always something to optimize. But it's also, it's difficult, but what it does is it builds your self-character, your self-esteem. It builds your self-worth. It builds your overall, it strengthens you fully, spiritually. It's really a great way to detox from today's world. So we got to get ready to get out of here. I can't wait to speak to Brother Davis, Brother and Sister Davis, about just any and everything, but things are really unfolding. I anticipate sometime in the relative future that there will be military engagement in the Taiwan Strait, South Sea of China, Venezuela, Djibouti, Syria, the Strait of Hormuz, the Black Sea, and in Eastern Europe, and in the Ukraine area of it. It's all going to ignite simultaneously. It's not just going to be one thing. One thing will happen, and then it will propel other events to happen. Boom, 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 boom. And it's going to be quick. Is going to be pretty deep. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. So let me make sure no other caller is here before we get out of here. I don't think there is. So I just want to say Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. We'll talk to you soon. Great creator willing. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.